see Zendaya like you've never seen her before.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court.
For more than a decade, she has had former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell.
It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules.
See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
He keeps asking her if she likes the ring, which she says she does. Although I will tell men, if she didn't ask you specifically for a pear-shaped diamond, I would avoid it.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor-adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon. So, another summer come and gone, another season in paradise.
And what do we have to show for it?
Kind of a lot, actually.
That's true. I guess we do have three engagements.
Nick is the new bachelor.
We've been given many great opportunities to talk about the dynamics of potentially abusive relationships as they apparently play out on a very public show.
Chad tried to dox me on Twitter. The usual spoils yes. of a successful season in paradise.
And we're here to talk about absolutely all of it, especially, of course, the big finale with Ms. Izzy Goodkind. Thanks so much for joining us, Izzy.
Thank you for having me.
We're really excited.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about. We don't want to waste any time.
Let's get into it. Let's start with night one. First, Chicken Girl is back.
Yeah, Tiara. That was...
It's rough to come in right at the end there. Like,
she
wasn't
even really try.
It was...
I wouldn't have tried if I was her. I'd be like, get me a margarita. Get me some time on the beach. Like, I'm not putting in any effort here.
I felt so bad. She was my closest friend on Ben's season because both went home the first night. So we really, like, became really close
to
it.
Did you guys have, like, any time, like, in a hotel after or anything? Like, when you get sent home?
Not together, no. Like, they put us separately and we all kind
right
of
after?
Were, like, yeah, we were... Well, I stayed in California for 5 days and took a vacation because I was like, I'm here. I might as well stay. But she and I became really close. She's hilarious. She's a sweet girl. And I just felt bad for her. And I was, at that point, I was just so emotional when she came in because she was the closest friend that I had.
Yeah.
And I felt horrible for her. I pulled her, she and I spoke first and they didn't show that, but I felt so bad. I was like, there's literally nobody you
Yeah,
can
you
bring.
Have no chance.
Yeah.
You're just here as like a wild card they threw in at the end
right.
to see what happens.
Like sitting on the beach eating chicken wings. So
I was wondering.
Honestly,
was
she put in a good showing considering the little time that she had.
She's hilarious.
I was wondering how she feels about eating chicken.
She eats chicken. She definitely does.
But like
she also has them as pets.
I can't.
So she wouldn't eat her chickens.
Isn't that confusing to her? Like, what if she were eating chicken and then someone was like, oh, I found this chicken running around in the house earlier, and so I killed it and I cooked it.
I'm not sure. I really don't know.
It's really a question for her.
Yeah, that's a question for her.
Yeah. Tiara, if you're out there, we'd like to hear from you.
And she does the service of giving Nick
At first I thought Nick was really persuasive, but I guess she just knew she had no chance at making a connection, so why not just like hang out with her friends and let Nick and Jen get their fortune read, which is
tarot
what the
cards.
Date mostly
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
And paddleboarding? I think they went paddleboarding, right?
I think they did that later.
That was later.
This was just a weird carnival situation.
Oh, the carnival.
And it felt like
just most of the dates on Paradise is like, here's a carnival?
I don't do carnivals. I have severe anxiety just watching that.
How did you feel about the clown
traumatic
date?
Experience?
I think so. Oh, the clown too. I can't do clowns in carnivals.
That was an objectively terrifying clown.
Yeah,
I don't know anyone who would not have been terrified
of
that.
It was,
like,
very offensive.
Yeah. It was not... I was like, what? I don't even know what to say about that
clown. So they
went
on a date, which mostly seemed to just, like, serve as a reminder that there's some doubts. Nick has a wall. Okay, yeah, we get it. We know where this is going. Like, the hard thing about knowing that Nick is going to be the next Bachelor is that I just simply could not really care watching them.
Yeah, I think for a lot of viewers, it felt that way. I was sort of like, are we going to see any sign that it's not working out?
Right.
Or is it going to seem like everything is great? So, like, it felt to me like we're getting a little closure on the show for that relationship, although apparently they did continue seeing each other, according to
Lauren.
Jen's friend Lauren.
And
so,
I'll back her up on that as well.
Yeah.
Jen's a good friend of mine.
Yeah. So it in that sense, we don't really know what happened.
This is sort of jumping ahead, but I was annoyed that Jen didn't really get the chance to, like, say her piece properly on the after show.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like they brought her in and were like, we're going to give you this time. Like, you look great, but also we don't want you to say anything that could mess up the image of our new Bachelor. So here is Susan Miller to talk nonsense for 45 seconds.
They were like, you have four planets in the house of relationships. And like, also, you're fine now, aren't you? Okay.
Yeah, you're
fine.
Great.
Get
you're
off
great.
The stage.
Okay, get
but
off the
she
stage.
Looked absolutely amazing.
Holy shit.
She's got a killer body. She's the sweetest, most down to earth person. She will find somebody that is absolutely amazing.
She's awesome. And that's why I did enjoy seeing her and Nick together, because I'm a pretty big, I like both of them. She seems really fun and, like, almost too normal for this show.
Mm-hmm. I felt like I vibed with her a lot. We weren't close at all throughout Ben's season.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't really get to know her that much when I was there the first night. But once we got to Paradise, like, a lot of people had told us, like, or at least me, like, you and Jen would be really good friends. And she's just so sweet and, like, kind of quiet and to herself. But then she'll, like, say these certain, like, lines that you're just like, kind of, like, impressed.
Yeah, I think that's why I liked her. I was like, she seemed like someone that I would want to hang out with in real life, which I can't say for everyone.
Yeah, I think she's going to do just fine.
She will be fine.
So then we get to, your big moment.
What moment?
What happened?
What are you guys talking about?
Moment might be the wrong word.
We can call it the entire episode.
The arc.
Yeah, the end of your arc.
So we see Brett had been on a date with Lauren H, and he decides that he'd rather pursue that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm going to tell Izzy. And he sits you down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it played out for you?
Pretty much. I was at the point I was ready to go home. I knew
you were already kind of there.
I knew that Brett and I didn't necessarily have that connection. It was kind of a mutual understanding. And I think that on his date, he did have a better connection with Lauren, because I had not put in much effort to really get to know him, because I was still, my heart was still with Vinny, and he knew that, and that's why I left. So I think that because I wasn't giving that, my relationship with Brett, like, an all, he knew I wasn't fully there, and he saw more of a connection with Lauren. And I was more than okay with that.
So do you feel like the show sort of played up your, like, hurt over that relationship more than maybe you felt it in that moment?
A little bit. Like, I definitely liked Brett, but I don't think
he thought he was hot.
Yeah, he was so hot. But, like, definitely there was no chemistry, none of that. So it was definitely just friends. And I knew I had made a mistake by letting Vinny go, and I had wished he stayed. And I think I would have realized that if he did stay. But, everything happens for a reason, and I'm fine with how it went.
Yeah. So when you left, you decided to call Vinny in the car. You were very emotional at that point. And he wasn't very receptive. What was that like for you?
Well, first off, he obviously answered the phone saying, who is this? Because he doesn't have my phone number. or anybody
right,
else's.
You don't have yeah. cell phones exactly. on the show.
I was like not surprised by that at all because you all like met on the show
right.
and then like didn't
yeah,
text like, each other.
Right.
But like, okay.
So,
right. It was not a personal dig. Right, it was exactly. a genuine question.
Yes, genuine. And I expected that response from Vinny.
Okay.
I really did. I knew he left really hurt and really upset. So it would have been the perfect fairy tale ending if he had been like, come see me. I love you. I miss you. But I knew that that conversation would not have went like that. I knew he was still hurt. I just wanted to have him know how I was feeling at that exact moment. But I don't blame him whatsoever for still being upset. It wasn't that much later that I left after him. So he was still.
This was only a few days later, right?
It was, yeah, days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, that part of it, I don't blame him for being non-responsive to me. You know,
yeah.
It was the conversation was cut short and there was not much we could talk about.
Yeah. I mean, the way that it's portrayed is that if Brett had not broken things off, you would never have called Vinny and asked for another chance. Do you think that that was an unfair edit?
I wouldn't say it was an unfair edit. Like, I don't like to use the word edit necessarily. I just think that there's so much footage that is filmed. You're filmed 24/7. There's so much that they have to fit into the 2 hours. And unfortunately, there were certain things that the viewers did not see that I think would have made things look different.
Like what? What are the things you feel like just got left on the cutting room floor?
The relationship between Vinny and I don't think was seen that much. We were named a front-running couple that you never saw.
Yeah.
That's true.
And that was just a little frustrating for me. You know, Vinny and I had conversations that also weren't aired. All these things that I was necessarily having insecurities about. The fact that neither of us were necessarily ready for engagement. We had discussed that. And
which seems fair.
Which seems very fair. So that was frustrating for me because now I'm kind of portrayed as the bad guy when really we were on the same page. So that's what's frustrating for me.
That makes total sense. And how are you guys now? I mean, you were sort of tweeting, like kind of joking around about it. You seem pretty lighthearted about the whole thing. Like, are you guys on good terms? Are you in touch?
We are. We are on pretty good terms. I mean, we saw each other at the live show and that was tough. It was really tough to watch back and obviously be with him, but obviously, like, our friendship was so strong and we had gone through an experience that not many people get to go through. And you become really good friends with this person. You really do create a real relationship. And just seeing him again, like, brought all the feelings back. And we had a great time. We, you know, we spent 2 days in LA and then he flew back to New York with me. He had a gig in New Jersey the next day. So, you know, he stayed with me and we had a great time. It wasn't like, I wouldn't say there's a future for us.
Yeah.
Actually, I know there's no future with us. Yeah. But I'm very confident in saying that, and I know he is as well. I think we've just realized we are very different people. We lead extremely different lifestyles. And, you know, I'm lucky to call him a friend, and I'm lucky that I met him the way I did, but it's not forever.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that seems totally reasonable.
Yeah.
Is it tough at all that, like, as you're being, like, sort of judged a lot on social media that maybe he is kind of not defending you at all?
Vinny has defended me in the past. He has, like, right after the live show especially, he was very, like, defensive of me, which I appreciated. But at this point, I don't expect him to say anything, really. We're both doing our own thing. It is, it's over. And we're leading our own lives now, and I'm single. I believe he's single. So we're both very happy.
Yeah, I think that you're both probably going to do fine
in the dating pool. I'm not particularly worried about either of you.
No, me neither.
That's good.
And he's a great guy. Any girl would be very lucky to have him. He's very sweet and genuine, very fun to be around.
They just have to deal with his mother.
Yeah.
Who I love, by the way.
You really did well as she was giving you a talking to
on
the live show.
Thank you.
That was very impressive.
No, I've spoken to her and she's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
I hope so.
So let's get to the rose ceremony then. So after you leave, we actually have a rose ceremony.
Yes.
Grant gives his rose to Lace, Josh to Amanda, Nick to Jen, Evan to Carly.
Brett after all that
to no one.
Absolutely no sense.
Yeah. He was like, I really thought about it and I really want to pursue Lauren by all of us leaving paradise right now. So.
Yeah, I think it's odd because this final rose is framed as like, and now you will consider committing the rest of your life to this person.
And at that point, Lauren and Brett knew each other for like two days.
Yeah. They're like, maybe
it's like,
not.
Maybe we will go to the fantasy suite. Really get to know you.
I think he did say she was scrumptious. So like, I think that he would
And
probably...
there are probably many lamps in the hotel rooms.
Yeah, but who needs a lamp when you have my lips, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Quite a line.
Wells chooses Ashley, despite all of the choice Ashley quotes that he really hadn't had a chance to see yet, including, I know in my heart that I like Wells more than Jamie does, based on
my own thoughts and not
her
Jamie's.
Own thoughts completely. If he picks Jamie over me, I'm going to completely lose my mind. And other just really rational statements that I can only imagine he watched back and was like, oh my God.
I feel like Jamie and Shu really walked into a situation that they
were not prepared
were
for.
Not oh, prepared
no.
for.
No one could be prepared
for that. I mean, I think they both handled themselves well.
Wells. Yeah. Wells. They handled themselves so very well.
Very well.
Wells was like the bachelor for a few days there.
Yeah.
I was shocked when we all slept in that day when Jamie walked in. So when we woke up and
like,
Wells was gone, we were like, oh no, somebody like just decided to leave again. And we were like, she's on a date. And we were freaking out that Ashley was going to have a fit, but she handled it well. We were all like,
she
okay.
did. She was playing her cards like very well. She was like, I'm going to be very cool about this. I feel very confident. Everything's fine. If he chooses another woman, I will go freaking ballistic and everything around her will be burned to the ground.
And then Shoshana was like, I don't need this.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem worth it. I'm going to exit. I actually really enjoyed her speech.
Yeah.
It seemed like a really normal reaction to being in like a locked box.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Experience. It seems very intense. And she's just like, I don't need this. I'm an adult. Get me to air conditioning.
You have no idea how intense it is. You're there for how many weeks, and you are practically living with this person, and you've just met. Like, I'd never met any. I'd met Nick before, but I didn't really have any interest in him. But you live with this complete stranger that you're creating a relationship with, and it's so intense. And like I've said before, you don't get to have those certain foundation conversations necessarily that are a good start to a relationship. So it kind of just like, it's just the
full
ball
speed
rolls
ahead.
Like full speed ahead.
So and you have to think about, I assume, the fact that like all of this is going to air back.
And oh, totally.
How could that not affect
I
the way that you're
about
you know,
girls
talking?
Like Jamie and Shu, who expressed interest in Wells, who sort of like the unconventional guy, and they probably thought that they were going to come in at a more normal juncture, and instead they were thrown in, all of them were thrown in at the same time to date him at the same time in this really high
it's
impact
really
situation
stressful.
Up against like sort of one of the show's darlings who's also very combative and aggressive. They were in like the worst possible situation. So when people are like, she knew what she was signing up for, I'm like, yeah, but did she? Because that is about the worst possible scenario.
Yeah, not necessarily because she didn't necessarily know, because if you look at all the couples, a majority, well, all of them were from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right. You're really at an advantage if you're in the original cast.
100%. Because, I mean, Ryan went home. Carl went home. Christian went home, all within like a few days of being there. So we kept saying like, oh my gosh, it's really the original cast. Like, we shouldn't even bring more people in because they're just going to go home.
Which is what happened.
Which is really what happened.
Usually, yeah. I mean, it's true. You're at a huge disadvantage. And especially like if you are thrown in, it was really great production to do what they did with Wells.
Right,
they
you could see the wheels
turning
there.
They saved all of his women until the end, and then just, like, threw them at each other's heads.
And then Wells
really...
is, like, losing his mind because he's probably never
had to deal with that before. Yeah,
this much attention from beautiful women before.
I was like imagining how I would feel in Wells' situation, and it was very similar to how he was just acting. Like, he was like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do. And he was like making out with both of them all night, like multiple. It was crazy. Yeah.
He was like, I mean, I don't know how to say bachelor. No to someone who's trying to make out with me, so like, I guess I'll just do it. It's
good
fine.
For him.
Yeah. He's like, they're all so cool and pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he picks Ashley. I have to feel
Shoshana
like,
had already left. Yeah, so his choices were Ashley and Jamie.
Jamie leaves. Along with Brett
and Lauren.
Lauren and Tiara go home. Mm-hmm. We have five couples left. And then Chris Harrison comes in. And
of course.
He's like,
this is his moment to shine.
Dun, dun, dun. There's nothing worse than an empty promise, which is really, I think, not true. But he loves these little bits of not true
pseudo wisdom.
I'm like, there are things that are worse than an empty promise, Chris Harrison.
Not in paradise.
Not in paradise. remember Chad? No? We're just moving on from that now?
Okay. Yeah. You know, I hope to. I hope to move on from him permanently.
I just would like the reminder that there are things worse than empty promises.
Yeah.
So he comes in and tells them all that there will be a romantic last date, a fantasy suite, and then there's going to be the big final choosing ceremony, and they should be ready for like a real
lifelong commitment after 18 days.
Well, I don't really get this. Like, I don't think they actually have to propose. I think they could just give each other their roses.
No, but in past seasons,
they have.
They
done
have.
That.
People have been like, mm-hmm. I'm going to date you after, which seems like a really reasonable way to approach it. But this is the problem. As any show in this franchise grows, the pressure mounts to have 100%. That storyline.
Yeah.
And it becomes also a thing, I would assume, where it's like, well, if we're going to date afterwards, why wouldn't we get the free ring? And why wouldn't,
yeah.
like, I don't blame anyone for that. But I do think, like, that becomes more the norm. Mm-hmm. So then it almost is like, well, you're a step down. You're not as committed to this.
Right.
If you're not going through with the proposal.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, personally, like I said before, if Vinny and I had made it to the end,
you
we had said
not.
No engagement and that
yeah.
we would have considered dating after Paradise to see what it is like to be in the real world together.
It's totally
it's
a different thing than
a completely
being at like
scenario.
Adult resort summer camp with alcoholics.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have blamed any of them for not getting engaged, but I am
certainly
beyond thrilled for them all.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
all look very
They looked
happy.
Very happy.
I was so...
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
first... You know, there's all of this pressure, though, mm-hmm. presumably, which is like Chris's role. He comes in and is like, this is so important. The stakes are so high here.
And he totally
that I've
cites
created.
Wells out big time.
Yeah, Wells is like, you can just see him start to sweat and be like, wait, I am not going to go to a fantasy
yeah.
suite.
He was like, am I
and, like,
wedding?
Take
with
this girl's virginity on national television.
You know,
that seems unwise.
They do actually film it. For posterity, so we can all watch the national event of Ashley's status ticking over.
I did really. Yeah, that's obviously that would be really fucked up.
Yeah,
that would not happen.
It would be only slightly more fucked up than the way they talk about it.
Ashley's
already,
virginity. I know. I had like a few thoughts about the whole way that Ashley's virginity is framed. It's like, first of all, the girl can be a virgin and desire sex. And like,
and she does.
And she does. And that's fine.
Yeah.
I also think I really actually enjoyed the little exchange between Jen and
that was the best.
Carly. Was it Jen?
It was Jen.
Jen, Carly. And did Jen they bleeped it out, but I'm pretty sure she asked if she would sit on Wells' face? Is that what was said?
I thought it was something else, but maybe it was face.
Maybe it was on
I don't know.
Is that how one talks about sex, though? Like, when you sit on his dick?
It was
like,
so funny. I don't care what
either
was
way,
said. Either
if it
way.
Was, if it was either
amazing.
One, like, nice. I'm going there. I thought it was, it's fine. It's a, you know.
Guys.
Our listeners are adults, hopefully.
They're ladies present.
I thought it was hilarious.
It was so amazing.
I was like, Jen... For the win.
Those are the things that Jen like sneaks in there and you're like, wow, I was not expecting that.
She also said it so calmly. She's like, just would you?
Yeah. A lot of our really good conversations took place on that bed. All just like laying there waiting for the rose ceremony, not moving in the heat. We're just like,
oh, God.
We'd get really deep.
Oh, that's
well,
how
I
all
like
the women
that.
Always look so dry at the rose ceremony.
Except
while the men
me.
Were, like, sweating profusely. I thought you looked great.
Yeah, I never noticed.
The hair was a little bit of a mess. That was the
I
only
mean,
thing I was worried about.
I would just have been a complete mess. It was in that weather.
So hot, and the humidity was.
That's just a recipe for disaster. I'm
they
still
confused.
They should
have Bachelor in Paradise, but have it in like Alaska. I would do that.
I mean,
that.
We would all have looked that much more pretty if there was AC and like closed windows and doors.
At least AC in one room where
one
you can
room
do your makeup.
Yeah.
Like I think as soon as I would have put powder on, it would have just
I still have
off.
Like horrible memories of my first summer in New York when I didn't have AC and I would be trying to like blow dry my hair and like put on makeup through like rivulets of sweat.
No, I would have to blow dry my hair for like 2 hours because I was just sweating as I was doing it because it was so hot.
I guess there was that one episode where we saw you blow drying your hair a lot.
For 2 hours.
Two full hours. I wasn't even in
it
the
was
episode. I
was for like 24
so
hours.
I was
funny.
Upstairs blow drying my hair that entire episode. You didn't see me.
Okay. So,
well,
Ashley,
so Ashley is planning the sex.
Ashley tweeted later. She was like, guys, you don't believe I'd actually lose my virginity in the fantasy suite, LOL. Edits. And I was like, but you did keep saying that. Like, I don't think that they made up that. They like spliced
right.
together
maybe,
your words
maybe
really creatively.
Maybe she was joking around about it. Who knows?
She's
who knows
been on the show enough times now that, you know, she says a lot of stuff. And then later when it doesn't work out, she's like, oh, my gosh, they edited it to make it seem like I was saying that. And it's like, no, you said that. Like, she was like, yeah, I would totally. Like, I think it's going to be like the minute that we close the door, we're going to be like having sex. Like, I'm so ready to give it to Wells. I'm so ready.
You know what?
And then she's like, I can't believe you guys believe that crazy thing I literally said aloud to everyone on TV. It's like, well, yes.
Wells.
And Wells is not into that.
He is clearly getting just freaked out and is like, I need to put the brakes on this. And to his credit, it would have been a lot crappier had he taken her on this final date.
I mean, they had a relationship for like a day and a half. And she was like, I'm leaving with a boyfriend. He's going to take my virginity. And maybe we're getting engaged in a couple days. So if they had gone to the fantasy suite.
That would have been a disaster.
What if Wells was a virgin?
Oh, my gosh. We may never know.
I don't know. I don't know.
He seemed a little uncomfortable with the idea of he was like, I'm not ready
He and his 4-year live-in girlfriend never had sex. And that's the real secret of paradise.
It's possible. When I was like super Christian.
early life.
I was like, I could live with my boyfriend and we could just like never, we'd just like have separate
beds.
It could be very like 1950s.
Yeah,
like,
perfect.
Lisa
we'd just
Beaver
be like
style.
Roommates who are in love.
Yeah, that sounds really reasonable.
That would most definitely never work for me.
Oh, me either.
It would work out really well for like a day and a half.
Yeah, one night. And then you're like, no, it's done.
Yeah, and then I just have to like...
Yeah,
you know,
I just, you know.
Do 100,000 Hail Marys.
I mean, Paradise was just like any open room anybody got, we were like, oh, we're there. Yep. Nobody's stealing it. Like, it was, like, you saw that fight between Nick and
so
Josh.
So was there only one Boom Boom Room?
Three.
There were three.
Yeah,
okay.
But there just were different. Like, that one was enough. A good one. There were there were a few. But that one was, like, in the treehouse area, and it was
Was that
upstairs.
The more, like, private one?
That was, like, the most private, I would
I was
say.
Wondering if there was only one. I was like, that's mean. That's
yeah,
mean
no.
to just have one.
Even three isn't enough, though, but, once you get a few established couples going.
Yeah, but as you saw, Lace and Grant, like,
that
was
that
amazing.
That was wonderful.
Everyone
Did you guys all
ways.
Know that that was happening?
I mean, we probably were all,
we were
doing,
all
the
doing the same
thing.
Yeah, Grant was like, no one noticed that we're always sneaking off to have sex. And it's like, because everyone else was also sneaking off to have sex. Like, you were all probably like slightly next to each other in the bushes having
what
sex.
What else do you have to do?
Yeah.
Like,
nothing.
Your
we
makeup?
Ate. We ate. We drank. We laid at the beach. We laid in the pool. We played in the pool. We like.
And I heard
to the crowd.
You can't really
go.
You can't really go in the ocean, right?
You can, but it was so rough. Like, I wouldn't want to go in there. Yeah. No, but you definitely can.
Okay. I heard someone say on maybe the AfterBuzz podcast that they didn't let you stay in the ocean for that long because in the first season of Paradise, they missed a lot of private conversations.
That is true, because you can't wear your mics in the water.
Right.
So when you're in the
right.
pool, you have the boomstick over you, which is fine.
They can track
with
you
the ocean,
pool.
Yeah. You're on your tracker.
Yeah.
It did seem really rough when Nick and John were paddleboarding. So maybe that was okay. So Wells decides to go ahead and break up with Ashley because he just cannot handle it. And Ashley's like walking down to the beach and they're doing this great intercut with her in the moments. They're like, she's like, I'm so confident about Wells for the first time. I feel like
it was so,
this is a
like,
real
this
thing.
Is just going so
I don't think he's going to pull away from me. And it's like, sweetie, like you've known this guy for all of like 48 hours. And he breaks up with her.
And then, yeah, they both go home.
Yep.
I honestly wasn't there. But I was shocked that Wells just kind of dumped her on her ass.
Really? Did you see, like, from a viewer perspective, we didn't see a whole lot of them interact. It felt like he went on three different dates, spent not that much time with any of the women, and then, like, made a decision but didn't seem that confident in, like, any of his choices.
I think that he definitely had a stronger connection with Ashley than – well, his date with Jamie was pretty good, but I would never have seen them together.
Interesting.
But
– I had a hard time ever seeing him with Ashley. That, like, I really struggled with that.
I couldn't really see him with any of them. Yeah. I think that was the problem.
Yeah.
Like, he seemed to have a genuinely good time with all three of them, and I think he and Ashley – like, the date was super cute, but it didn't seem
romantic.
Or it just didn't seem like long-term relationship
worthy.
It was just a very weird last 3 days for
me. I would have said.
No, he choked. He choked under the.
And he was like, I gotta dip out of here. Yeah. So he did, and Ashley did, and then we moved on to the final dates.
Yeah.
Grant and Lace get Grace tattoos.
Oh.
Love it.
Oh, my God. Okay. I couldn't stop tweeting about this. This is not Grant's first couples tattoo.
Like, we know that this is a thing he likes doing.
He's got a thing for couples
tattoos. He has the flight number of his ex-girlfriend tattooed on his body in Roman numerals.
I wonder why that hasn't given him more pause, though, about this. Like, I would think if I already had one, like, failed relationship.
He seems to, like, just fall hard. He's like, well, at least with Grace, if anything does go south, they both can spin that, like, into another meaning. At least it's an actual word.
Of course.
That's true.
But I will say, Lace was my best girlfriend there. And I told her when it got there, I was like, I hated you the first night of Ben's season. I thought you were an absolute psycho. And
she seems pretty funny.
She is so down to earth and so chill and so fun. Yes, she gets a little like crazy when she drinks and her emotions are kind of high, but she really completely changed and as a person, and I really, really like love her and Grant together. And Grant is so good with her and really puts her in her place. And no, I'm not kidding. Like watching them, it was like the way Grant would like handle her was
so you feel like they complement each other
100%. I think I wouldn't say they're the most genuine couple there, but I think they're the most down to earth, real couple that came out of things.
I have my concerns. Even though I really like Lace, actually, my concerns are mostly about Grant because he does have this history of, like, falling fast.
And then dipping out of
dipping
relationships.
Out fast.
I mean, I hope for Lace's sake that, like, that doesn't happen this time.
They're both, she's very strong, has a strong personality, and I think that they do complement each other very well. I don't know any of Grant's ex-girlfriends, but it seems like Lace is different from those women, so I think that they have a very good shot of.
He did mention on the after show something about how he likes having to like prove his love. And I was like,
ugh. She's a challenge. She's a challenge for him.
But most long-term relationships don't stay a challenge. And that can lead to people like cycling through. Mm-hmm. So like we all have our fingers crossed for Grace.
Yeah, I have. Yes. I like them. I have my fingers crossed. Of course, like. I hope for both of their sakes that things work out well, and it's like definitely a good sign that
especially for their wrist tattoos.
Yes, especially for the fact that they like inked themselves permanently.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because I hear that laser removal is quite painful.
It is.
So, you know, it's fine. Carly and Evan go body painting.
I just think it's so funny that the show insists on framing them as like two weirdos who have the weird dates.
I mean, I don't not like anybody. I don't know if you've been able to tell. I'm very civil. I play Switzerland. But honestly,
they're weird.
They're both weird people. I mean, I'm weird. They didn't show me being weird at all. To be honest, they showed none of the real me, I would say.
Your, like, quirkier sides.
Very funny and very quirky, and they didn't really show much of that at all. But they definitely are very odd.
I just think it's so funny that they, like, the intros are always like, these are two quirky individuals. Now they're going to go, like, talk to a shaman.
Well, it is very, like, Carly is always saying that. Like, she's always like, of course, we're the weird couple. We have to do this. And it's like, yes, but also I feel like, if I were in a situation with my fiancé that was, like, super romantic and over the top, we would just not know how to handle ourselves.
That's true. It might be more fun to go body painting. I mean, it looked fun.
Oh, yeah. I would have
preferred to go body painting than to get tattoos on the fly.
100%.
I really love Carly and Evan. Personally, like, I went into last night being like, they are the couple I care about. I think.
I mean, they came a long way.
Yeah.
Watching all those things
back. It was
a really
compelling story.
Yeah.
I mean, it must have been a little rough.
I would have been so uncomfortable. And those were exactly what Carly was feeling 100%. Like, she was straight up. She was so unsure. She woke up from that date after they had the hot peppers.
I mean, that's a torture date.
She was so, she was like, I don't want anything to do with him. And she was real. And it was like, okay, I understand, like, that you were feeling that way and that Evan stayed and really pursued her. And that's what, like, changed her mind, because she realized, like, Evan is such a great guy and really just loves her for who she is. And I thought that was a beautiful
story. I can imagine it must have been a little bit interesting to be, like, sitting in Nashville watching all of that back.
It was interesting that we saw a little footage of him and Carly during taping, still sitting by the pool, and he's like, I'm just thinking about the first few episodes. Like, they were talking about it as the first few episodes before editing even happened.
So clearly he was aware that she had said some of these things.
She had conversation with him and really felt so bad. And she had told us too, she said, I'm gonna feel horrible watching this back. Like, I've changed my mind completely.
Also good for her for being like, hey, by the way, I said some mean things about you. So this is not a surprise.
And I think that everyone kind of did that on the show. You know, when I had the edit of when Lauren came in and I said, I want Lauren to have nothing to do with Brett. Those words may have been kind of misconstrued. And I texted Lauren. She said, I have no doubt in my mind that, like, you weren't talking shit about me. And I said, I know. It's just, we all kind of, none of us need to really defend ourselves, because we know it's TV and things are seen or said differently than what happened.
And I feel like that's why to me it makes sense. It's like, that's why you usually see people being cool afterwards, even if they've said something on camera that comes off a little bit crappy, because it's like, okay, everyone is in the moments. And
we've all been in the same boat and we've all experienced it. And it's just, it's kind of just this, like, mutual understanding, unless there's really horrible things being said, you know, especially in Ben's season, all the girls and the bickering and all that. That was a lot.
Yeah, were you kind of glad to be like, I dipped out before any of that happened?
I am so thankful that I did. I'm thankful of the path that I went on, for sure. I mean, the fact that they invited me back for Paradise was an honor, and I may not have gotten the best, you know, comments from people or viewers after what I did with Vinny, but I don't really let it faze me, because I know how honest I was about everything, which any normal human being would do. But I'm so thankful with how it all played out.
Yeah, it is. I sort of feel like it's gotten more this way on Paradise, maybe because of couples like Jade and Tanner, that this idea that Paradise shouldn't be at all about shopping around, that it's like you find each other at the beginning and then you lock it down. And I remember even Marcus and Lacey, like, Lacey was sort of like, I'm 80-40 on Robert and Marcus. And obviously they didn't work out. But still, like, that was more of a thing in that first season, that people were really trying
To find who they were, and that's the point. That's the name of the game. That's the setup. That's the whole setup, is, you know, bring people in to stir the pot.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's kind of, it takes all the fun out of it. And this was something that was really frustrating for me on social media, that as soon as you or Kayla liked went on a date with someone that people were like, oh, you already went on a date with another guy, or like you've been talking to another guy.
Right.
You
I
shouldn't
mean,
Nick do that.
Went on 3 dates in 2 days. So
it's so right.
Well,
gendered.
Yeah. I mean, the men are not held
oh,
to that
never.
Standard.
Yeah,
never.
It's infuriating.
Also, right. Like Jared last year was unsure about Ashley the whole time.
Yes.
Like,
but it's like the men want an award for not. They're like, oh, I didn't look at any other women.
Vinny kissed Sarah.
Right.
Before and he yet, gave yeah. me the rose and after we had the best first night ever. So,
yeah.
And he got no shit for it.
No.
Because as a woman, you should really just commit to one man and yeah, never look at another human. No. Like, you've known someone for 3 days. This is it, Izzy. You've no other
yeah.
options.
No, it's just like, I feel like so many of the times that the men are just like, wow, you didn't actively pursue any other women that have come in the past 3 days. So, like, how dare she yeah. be interested in another man? It's like, that's not really, like, what if he was interested in another woman? I don't actually think that he would suppress his true feelings out of some, like, otherworldly loyalty.
And also, if you are, you know, a week into a relationship and you are thinking you might want to meet someone else, like, it's probably the kinder thing to both people to be really honest about that.
Yeah. I found it really gendered.
It was very frustrating
really
to watch.
Irritating.
Okay.
The way that the reactions
we digress.
Okay.
Back
anyway,
Josh yeah, and Amanda so, play yes. watch
soccer
kids play soccer
with children,
and Josh is like, I always think of like being a dad. I'm just gonna be like coach their kids' soccer teams, and she's like, my kids play gymnastics, and he's like, do they like any like team sports? And she's like, no, and
he's like I will.
They
make
will
them.
Now, yeah. And I was like, ah, okay, run, Amanda. I hope her kids really like team sports.
She did send me a Snapchat the other day of them playing football with Josh, and it was
oh my god! All of a sudden, they're going to be football fans
ever.
Now.
It was adorable.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a second to talk more Paradise with Izzy. Plus, we'll share a special interview we taped with Kayla Quinn to talk about the drama she got mixed up in this season.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Lately, my social battery has actually been full to bursting. I feel like I've barely been able to see anyone all winter, especially with little kids at home and constant daycare bugs. And I'm just like dying to get out there and see some people. And, you know, it's actually been kind of hard at times over the winter to feel like I'm just desperate to see friends and I don't have time to do it.
I feel like we're constantly trying to regulate, like, what's the correct amount of social energy? What kind of space do we need to carve out to actually give ourselves the space to socialize? What space do we need to carve out to give ourselves time to actually recharge? Either way, therapy can give you some self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or store it up a little too much.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/love to see it today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/love to see it. If you have a cat, you want your cat to be healthy and happy because, of course, that makes you happy.
But since, you know, people aren't mind readers, we don't always know when our cats are unwell.
So helping us keep tabs on our cat's health is just one reason you should use Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell.
Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust.
Here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It actually changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in your cats, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues.
Plus, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door in a small, lightweight bag.
Our producer, Talon, has started using Pretty Litter for his cats, and he is a huge fan already. He's found that, like, the crystals really do soak up that odor, and cleaning the litter box is easier than it's ever been because it doesn't get all like weird and clumpy inside, which I remember so well from cleaning my cat's litter box.
Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on your cat's health and keep odors down.
You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do.
Go to prettylitter.com/LTSI and use code LTSI to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI to save 20%.
prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI.
Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Are you one of those people who thinks they don't have time to prioritize wellness? Yeah, guilty.
Well, Claire, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset for you.
The app makes it so easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes. There's mindfulness and self-care tips, even healthy recipes, and so much more.
It's kind of wild how far-reaching Allo Moves goes. And their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour. It really just depends on what you have time for that day.
Trying to get in a good sweat? Then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights.
Or you can find stress relief with things like meditations, affirmations, or face yoga.
It's so hard to prioritize wellness when you have a busy job or kids or both. And now that I have both, it's so important to me to be able to squeeze in a workout when I have that random 5 minutes to an hour in between tapings after bedtime. It makes such a big difference how flexible it is and how easy it is to get what you need from the app.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code LTSI20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code LTSI20.
allomoves.com, code LTSI20.
Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear, like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list.
If, like us, that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better.
One study even found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Oh man, could have saved so much time. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I recently was in France and Portugal, and I was trying my hand at getting more comfortable with French, really brushing up a little bit, and I found Babbel so helpful. I'm not going to say that I like arrived all fluent, but I did feel much more comfortable ordering food in restaurants, asking for directions, reading signs, speaking to people when I was buying something, without having to constantly be consulting a language app.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners.
Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get 55% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're back. So they wake up in the fantasy suites
And
Grant is like, now that we've gotten tattoos, and
I'm unsure about engagement.
I think maybe we should take a step back. Great timing, Grant. But we'll see what happens next. We already
know
what
happens. Lace is like, why would I tattoo your name on my body if I wasn't getting the Neil Lane treatment out of this?
Poor
which
Lace.
Is fair.
I actually kind of felt like she would never, like, when she got the tattoo, I was like, she got this tattoo because he got it first. And she was like, I can't back out now. She was like, I'm afraid, but like, I can't not do it because he did it first. And he was like, I don't care. It's another tattoo.
Yeah, I assume it's different when you're someone who consistently gets tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just another part of the whole thing. But they both looked beautiful.
They did.
Both the tattoos, I mean.
Oh, and both the people. And both the people when they woke up in the fantasy suite. Yeah. Like,
Evan and Carly.
They were just giddy and cute. Yeah. I'm into them.
They really are, like, in love.
I love
them.
I love
they're
it.
In that excitement.
I was like, I'm so cynical, but I was like full in on them.
And so then they all start getting ready for the engagements. They see Neil Lane. Neil's like, here I
Josh,
am.
Josh, Nick, why the hell am I seeing you both again?
I feel like Neil Lane has, like, little, like, flashcards behind the scenes. They're like, do you recognize this man? This is Josh.
Yeah, and he's like, you met him before. Facial hair has changed.
He did say to Nick, like, is this the last time I'll be seeing you? He was like, I hope so.
And it's like, nope. No, certainly not. You will
definitely
be seeing
not.
You'll be seeing me next year.
And let's just clarify, from what I've heard, Nick did not know that he was in the running for Bachelor at this point.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't
but
know
just
why
from
you're
like
looking at me.
No. Just from what I've heard, like that it seems to have been
I would
a more
be surprised
last
based
decision.
On the timing because I think that they announced it in order to avoid a spoiler.
Right. That's
so I think if they had known that far back, then
Reality
Steve there
would
have been so
it.
Much time for them to spoil it. And they had like told Luke that it was him. Like they had like signed
which
the
they
papers.
Seem to do most seasons now. Yeah. They do a fake out.
So then we get ready for all the proposals. Evan proposes to Carly. It's like the cutest back and forth proposal.
That was my favorite proposal.
She was like, I would die for you. That was a lot.
And they both exchange roses as though they are equal parties in this relationship.
Well, they all
that's
do that
true.
For on the last
did
day.
Did Grant and Lace exchange
they
roses?
They all do that. Oh, okay. That's part of the last day.
Well, I like it. Yeah. I like that because Yeah.
It's the last day of paradise thing. And he keeps asking her if she likes the ring, which she says she does. Although I will tell men, if she didn't ask you specifically for a pear-shaped diamond, I would avoid it. But she seemed to be
she seemed very into
pleased.
It. Mm-hmm. So maybe they had that conversation.
Maybe.
Or she just really loves Evan.
She does seem to feel that way.
Grant proposes to Lace.
Yeah, she came in feeling really down because of the
nervous.
Conversation they'd had.
She was nervous. I think that's that morning she realized, like, this is really going to could possibly happen
today. And I'm
today.
Not quite sure exactly how it's going to play out.
I think either way, if he hadn't proposed, they still would have dated after Paradise. But I know that they love each other so much.
Yeah.
They're just she's kind of closed off. She's not. It takes her a while.
He's a very emotive person. Yeah,
very much
quickly.
So. And she's like
she
don't talk,
needs a lot to feel secure, it seems like. And he wants to give a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that ended up working out really well for them. And Josh proposes to Amanda. And this was really tough for me. I know that you're friends with them. And so... and, you know, we hope that it's
we
going
hope
to work
it's
a, out.
Right. We, for, you know, because we have always been Team Amanda and want things to work out well for her.
We are all hoping for the best for them. Yes. And we're going to probably keep hearing about it. So we'll be tracking that. Maybe they'll be on Ben and Lauren.
I know. I'm waiting to see who's going to be make all the cameos on Ben and Lauren's
show. I know a bunch and they're very good.
I can't wait.
I feel they have to bring in good cameos because from the trailers, I'm sorry, they look aggressively boring. It's like,
they're
and
just
then
too
they
happy.
Go to IKEA. I'm like, I'm sorry, that's not good TV.
Yeah.
but you know, I'm sure ABC knows what they're doing. And then, of
Nick
course,
and
Nick and Jen break up. Although that happened before Amanda and Josh's proposal.
Yeah, they were the third.
They were third. Because they have to always sandwich, like, the sad thing in between two love stories.
I mean, his crying was like, give me
he started crying, like,
he's so
moment
emotional.
Two. Yeah, I did feel it. I was like, and I tweeted this last night. Like, this is the speech we're going to see Nick give 24 times.
Yeah.
Next season.
I wish that he didn't even let Jen speak. It broke my heart to watch her.
You could tell that it was not going, because he was not making eye contact with her.
No.
And Nick is not used to being the one ending the relationship. Mm-mm.
He's always been broken up with.
Right. Yeah. So I think this is going to be new for him.
I wonder if he was hoping that she was going to do it.
And so he wouldn't
she,
have
and
so
then
wouldn't
instead he she was like, I'm falling in love with you. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay.
Yeah, she was really blindsided by it.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her because she seems really cool.
It was not fun to watch at all. Breakups are really painful.
There was a lot of tears on both sides.
A lot of emotion. And he says, you know, he might regret it. But something is telling him to say goodbye. Something in the ether.
Yeah, something in the air.
Jen says she misses him already, which is really,
really
heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It reminds me of how I used to just, like, refuse to leave after a breakup. And they'd be like, why do you still want to be here?
And I'd
be
like, that moment where you're like, I'm not ready for,
like,
this.
Let's just still hang out.
You don't want to just be friends for, like, next
day. Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm having, like, a visceral reaction to you talking about that, like, picturing, like, me, like, breaking up with my college boyfriend, like, in my living room being like, but let's just talk for another 3 hours, right? That's a great idea.
I didn't want to let it go.
Yeah, my ex once made the mistake of breaking up with me in his dorm room.
And you just wouldn't leave.
Oh, God, I was the worst. I'm so sorry. we have a comment from Mary Vanderson Musso. When did this show become so serious about proposals? It used to just be a fun show where there was less pressure to commit.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I think that this is just true. How these franchises tend to build. And, you know, we used to see even on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, it was a lot more normal to be like, mm-hmm. well, I'm not going to propose. And now you would view that as like an epic failure
of
storytelling.
That's the whole point of the show now is to just get engaged.
Right. And we've kind of already touched on this, but, oh, they have a really great montage at the end where they're like, Chad will never be The Bachelor.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was pretty funny.
I don't believe them. I think that they're keeping his name around in case they need to
I'm ready
really
to be done. I don't want to see him ever again.
Oh,
I know.
I'm ready.
I know he's going to be on Ben and Lauren's show, but I'm like,
well, that's
I'm
the
over
thing.
It.
They're like, we're too good. We're not going to bring Chad back on, except we are. We're bringing him back on Freeform. It's like, guys, just stop it.
Because people love to hate him, and
they know it gives them ratings.
He is huge. Like, he's big in. Media.
It's like, when is there like a liability issue? Like, is it going to be when he like murders a cameraman? Like, that they'll actually,
maybe.
It like concerns me.
Yeah, he is a scary person. I don't want to see him on television, but apparently other people disagree.
One thing I loved on After Paradise is that Amanda was like, I want to address Josh's moaning.
That was so charming.
I loved it. I loved that.
She was like, I would have been grossed out and told him to stop.
Yeah,
it
she's
was
like,
not
if that,
that
actually
much.
Happened every single time we made out, I would have called him out on it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
God.
Yeah, that was. She was so passionate about that. It was
also,
so great.
Like, Josh was much looser last night than we've seen him the entire season. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I don't feel like you're about to explode.
He's not. He's a very intense person, and there were times, like, of course, when he was, like, gonna kill Nick after that rose ceremony, there were times that he was very aggressive, but I think that he's just an extremely passionate person about absolutely everything.
Including pizza.
Including pizza, and, like, I think it comes across differently. Call me naive, but I think he's just extremely passionate.
Yeah. Maybe. It like concerns me a little bit when so much anger comes out about relatively small things. I know that he and Nick don't care for each other, but when I'm like looking for a partner, whenever like my like boyfriend gets like really pissed about small things, I'm like, oh no, maybe someday that'll be me. And so that's something that I always look at. But he seemed really happy and relaxed. And
as did Lace and Grant and Carly and Evan.
They
all seemed really
happy
and they all looked so good and very different, which I kind of enjoyed.
They're all very different.
I thought that Grant's blue suit.
He was always dressed
point.
He was always dressed perfectly.
I was like, yes, give me a man in that color suit.
Josh looked mildly less sweaty than we've seen in this season.
Yeah.
And Evan just looked so they all looked super happy. You know, I hope things work out for all of them. I guess we'll see. I'm sure will get frequent Instagram updates.
Yes. They do a great job. And everyone, no matter what comes out of the season you're on, you maintain a relationship with these people. And even if you haven't been on, like, I went out to LA for the live show. I hung out with Christian and Alex from JoJo season.
It's a nice network.
Never met them in my life. And it was an automatic mutual.
I would assume it's such a weird experience that you just have to bond over it.
Completely. Yeah. And everyone's been through the same thing. So it's just this, like, automatic friendship you have with these people. And that's what I, like, cherish most about my experience on the show.
Yeah.
Is the people that I've met. And not even the contestants or cast members, like the producers and the people that take care of you on a daily basis. I've just
spent a lot of time around those people.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've met so many great people that wouldn't necessarily have come into my life. Awesome. And I'm thankful for that.
And I think that's a great note for us to wrap up on.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about applying to be on next season of The Bachelor or to be on the next season of The Bachelorette, maybe, it's a great chance to join the coolest co-ed sorority fraternity
and
in the
also,
world.
Also, right, you should be here to make friends.
Yes.
As we like to say.
As we all are. So one of our favorite podcast guests found herself in a whole mess of drama this season. The mermaid-haired Kayla Quinn sat down with Emma to talk about Ashley I, Jared, and whether they're all good after this year in paradise. Oh, and after a certain explosive Cosmo article penned by Ashley came out last week. Take a listen.
Kayla Quinn, thank you so much for coming back on the pod.
Emma, thank you as always.
You're basically a regular now.
I know. I get a frequent flyer card.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. You're like easily top five.
Joining the party.
Yeah, exactly. So you've sort of been in the spotlight a little bit, maybe against your will the last few weeks. How has it been kind of watching all of the things that happened months ago play out now on national television?
Right. You know, it always is a little hard to get things rehashed. And I think emotions run even higher when you see things behind the scenes that you never saw before. You know, I didn't see, you know, certain colorful words that were used to describe myself. I hadn't heard those before. And so it is hard at first, but you understand that in the moment, it's all about those, like, really harsh emotions. And the funny thing is, since that's played and, like, rewatching it back, people still feel like they have to defend themselves. And I totally understand because, you know, that's we all have our own story.
Right. And obviously people are reacting really, you know, the fans are reacting really intensely and they have such access to all of you guys, to you, to Jared, to Ashley, to everyone in the cast via Twitter.
Exactly. And you can respond in real time. And so I get that people, like, everyone wants to hear all ends of the story and everybody's side. And it's easy to give that.
Yeah. So how's it been watching, you know, your relationship with Jared play out? I know you were here the first time you were on our show. Mm-hmm. It was July, and you said that you had met someone, you were dating them. Was that person Jared?
It was, yeah.
So you guys were still dating that was middle to end of July, I think, that you were here?
Exactly. We dated for 6 weeks, and he was so sweet, and he would come to New York, and I would go to Rhode Island, and, you know, we'd plan little dates, go paddleboarding, and we just had a lot of fun, and we really gave it a shot. And at the end of the day, we weren't compatible, and it didn't have anything to do with Ashley because, you know, when true love is meant to be, that's, you know, it'll conquer all. At the same time, we, you know, got our start in paradise, and it was just a very interesting environment. And, you know, at the end of the day, everything worked out how it's meant to be. And, you know, Jared and Ashley are still great friends, and I'm so happy for that friendship. I hope one day that I have a friend as loyal and as, like, sweet and comforting as Jared is to Ashley and as Ashley is to Jared, because they really, you know, care for each other. And I think that's what true friendship is about.
Yeah.
I sound like peace, love, and roses. Like, oh my gosh, you can just pass me the pipe.
Yeah. Give us a little speech about love, Kayla.
Yeah, yo.
Preach. But what happened with Jared? Mm-hmm. I mean, was it just the general run of the mill? Like, you tried dating and it wasn't quite there in the real world?
You know, nobody's perfect. And I did things and he did things. Like, it was just like both sides. We just weren't a good fit. And, we both put an effort in, and I don't know if it was meant to be. And I know that's so general.
No, it's okay.
You know, it's just, you know, with reality television, you're dealing with real people's lives and real people's feelings. And Jared is a great guy and he's going to find an amazing woman. And it was just a very hard situation overall. And I will say that, you know, trust was a main issue between us.
On both sides?
On both sides. You know, I didn't give him the trust that he deserved. And, you know, back and forth, like we're dating after Paradise. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all good now. And that's all that really matters.
No, and absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to focus on that. But I, you know, trying to give you as much as I can.
No, and I appreciate that. And I think that, you know, as someone who covers this, it's always a fine line. Like, I want, of course, I'm curious. We right. want to understand. At the same time, when I really put myself in any of your guys' shoes, like, it was a real relationship. You are real people. And look, I've dated people in the real world, dated them for 6 weeks, and then realized, like, this isn't quite a fit for lots of really, really complicated reasons. So, you know, as a viewer, I try to kind of remind myself of that.
You know, and the whole Paradise thing, it's a real struggle for me to, like, watch back because, you know, it's very obvious that Jared had stronger feelings for me than I did for him. And I was called out upon that. And, you know, it kind of created this disdain within the cast, which caused me to feel uncomfortable. And that is why I left the show. It had nothing to as much have to do with Ashley. And it's hard when you compare relationships. And, you know, Jared is amazing. He's like the cutest, like, guy. He's got this amazing jawline. He's, you know, Mr. America, guy next door. And he, you know, everyone is rooting for him. Everybody. And that's a lot of pressure. You know, everybody wants him to find the one. And after you go on one date with him, and if you don't feel those butterflies, I kind of felt that fear. And everyone's challenging you, like, oh, do you really like him? And, you know, even Carly said that I was honest with Carly. And I said, you know, 70% of me, like, he thinks he's a great guy, but it's just not all the way there. And it's not like I was trying to deceive anybody. And, you know, you can just reflect on yourself. And, you know, I walk away with this and say, you know, I need to be honest with every relationship from the beginning. And, you know, coming off of Paradise, I kind of want to take a break just because, you know, when constantly you're feeling like your feelings are questioned by, like, others, you know, and you don't really know yourself. I don't know. I think from the beginning, I've always wanted, like, I know what love is, you know? Mm-hmm. You know what love is. Like,
Emma,
you know that feeling that like, that this guy is amazing and no matter what anybody else in the world says, like, this is meant to be. And I didn't have that feeling.
Right. And I think, you know, it's tough because sometimes that feeling is there right away.
Right.
And sometimes it grows over time. But there also has to be some space for that. And just something that I wanted to clarify, because I think it sort of puts it in perspective for people watching when you understand the time frames that all of this happened. How long were you actually in Paradise from start to finish?
I was there, I think, 11 days total.
Okay, so you were there for 11 days, and then you guys, which is less than 2 weeks, and then you dated for another six weeks after. So you really dated for a significantly longer time than you had known each other.
Correct.
And when Brett came in, how many days had you been there? One or two?
Two.
Okay. So all of this is happening in a very, very tight time frame.
Right.
And that final confrontation with Ashley, that was, what day was that? Day 11? Was that your last day there or?
Yeah, maybe day 10
or 11.
10 or 11, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, you know, just for me personally, understanding that the entire filming process is 18 days and that there's so much that we're seeing that was actually packed into very little time. So, I mean, I just think it's good for us all to keep it in perspective that there are definitely people that I've dated and not been sure about how I felt about them, certainly 10 days into that dating process. You know, it's not I think that this is a very specific type of environment and you know, as a viewer, it's good to sort of put it in perspective of the real world dating situation sometimes.
I appreciate that. I think that's very true.
Ashley released a blog post on cosmopolitan.com, which was then heavily edited based on her contract. But she, you know, she did make kind of those sort of accusations, but made it seem like you were very intentionally going in saying, I don't like this person, but I'm going to pretend, you know, the subtext being, right. but I'm going to pretend that I do.
Right.
And it sounds like from your perspective, you just weren't quite sure.
Right. Yeah, no, exactly. And it's hard to get to know.
Yeah.
You know, at
it's
the same time,
environment.
But you know, I look at these other couples like, and they went all in and they're happily in love. So I totally get it.
Yeah. Ashley Spivey said something interesting when she was here last week that mm-hmm. in general, on The Bachelor, in the Bachelor world, that people expect you to be very, very, very forthcoming with all of your emotions because that's sort of the name of the game. And people right. are naturally suspect of people who aren't fully forthcoming with all of those feelings. Do you think maybe that's sort of what got people tripped up about your intentions?
I think so. I think I was a little guarded with everybody. And at the same time, you know, these are a lot of big personalities and they're used to reaction. And so when they say something, they want you to feel very passionately and very confident about what you're saying. And the fact that I didn't react to every, you know, name calling or every, like, when someone says, I don't even like that person, like, I heard that, you know. But the fact that I didn't react, people are like, oh, she's a robot. No, it's just, it's not worth, you know, starting something over.
Yeah.
And I think the whole tension was because, yeah, I wasn't so forthcoming with my feelings. I was just very much more private. And that's just the kind of person I am. And I just, you know, was judged for that. And, you know, we're all judging each other. So I get it. I don't put blame on anybody.
Yeah. Well, I think you've handled yourself really, really well. And I think it is, as you said, it's a tough situation for everyone. Emotions must run really high when you're in this kind of locked box environment. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just good to hear from everyone and see all of you guys kind of moving on. You know, I did
see you
respond really graciously to Ashley, and she responded really graciously back to you and indicated that you guys had had some time to maybe hash things out, not on live television when you were both on the Ellen show. Is that true?
That's true. Ellen's new season starts today. Super Woo! Exciting. And so we're on this week. And Ellen is just, you know, she doesn't realize it, but she was the olive branch that, you know, brought this, you know, feud together. So it was really sweet. And, you know, Ashley and I had a great moment there. And, you know, we did, and Jared was there too, so it's quite, you'll have to watch.
Therapy.
Yeah, a little group therapy, exactly. And it was a great moment. And Ashley, I just have to say, she's matured so much over this past year, and it's not my place to say anything, but I, as a person, have seen her heart grow, and she, I think great things are in store for her, and so I'm just happy that we're all moving forward.
Yeah, that must be a relief to be in just a better place with Ashley and with Jared. Are you guys in touch?
Yeah, Jared and I have spoken, and you know, he's just a good guy, and you know, I just want him to be happy. I don't know. It's just a touchy subject because he really is. He really is an ex, and no, you know,
you're
what
allowed
I mean?
To have a little space, from your exes. I think that that's okay. You don't need to jump right into best friendship with someone that you used to date.
Exactly, but you know, he's a good guy, and he just cares so much and has so much love to give. And whoever's ends up with him is a lucky girl.
Yeah, for sure. So to just go back a little bit to the specifics of what Ashley kind of put forward, both in, you know, she released this blog post, which has since been edited, but she also, before that, put out a Snapchat story on FabFitFun, which she pretty specifically said that you had said to other cast members that you would be fine, you know, getting engaged and breaking it off 3 months later, and that you explicitly didn't have any feelings for Jared. From your perspective, is that an accurate representation of what went down?
I just know it's a touchy subject, and that's why her article might have gotten edited. But just to frame it, you know, we are in a good place now. And so I think, you know, we're all moving forward. And to address that specific instance, you know, I do think things are sometimes taken out of context. And at the same time, I feel like people will hear what they want to hear. You know, no matter what you say in a conversation, they'll take away what they want to from it. And I do feel personally in my heart that things were miscommunicated and taken out of context. and kind of a game of telephone. And but at the end of the day, that's in the past, and so we're moving forward. But yeah, that was hard to hear.
Did you end up seeing Ashley on Ellen after that Snapchat story was released?
Yeah, so I saw Ashley after that Snapchat story, and so we kind of mended things after. So we're good now.
That's positive to hear. Kind of looking back on all of this, do you regret going on the show?
You know, I don't regret going on the show when I look back now because I think it was a really fun experience.
Do you feel like you learned anything about yourself? Is there anything, you know, you're kind of taking back with you into your real life dating life from Paradise? Or are you just like not to date on television?
No, I still, it's, you know, no matter what has happened, I still believe dating on television really works. It's just crazy. But, you know, I walk away from this whole experience and I just remember to be more decisive with my heart.
Yeah.
that's as frank as I can be. And when I feel something, just, you know, go with your gut and trust that and not question it. Because when you start questioning it, you know, other people around you start questioning it. And so, and when it comes to the heart, I think you know.
Just to wrap up, how do you feel about, you know, I guess our three remaining couples, because we know that Jen and Nick aren't going to work out, spoiler alert. And also, how do you feel about Nick being the bachelor? Because you
know all these people. Oh my gosh, I know. I'm like so excited for Nick. You know, if you ever meet this guy, he's a wise wizard. It's like the way I like to think of him. And he's so calm and he's so thought out. And I think that any girl that dates him is really lucky because they're going to grow in themselves. And so I recommend everybody try out to date this guy because he's amazing. So I'm so excited for Nick. And then in terms of the other couples, I think, you know, you just watch them and they get teary-eyed. And I am so happy for Carly and Evan because they really deserve love. And, you know, Lace and Grant, I couldn't picture anybody more better fit for one another. You know, they're both patient. They both challenge each other. They're both spontaneous. And everybody does have their own match. And it's crazy that we might have multiple in Paradise. And, you know, Amanda and Josh, they are so calm and happy with one another and so positive. And they're both, you know, looking to be these just a power couple team parents. And I think that's what they really are. And so is it too optimistic of me to say that I think they're all going to work out? But I really do have, you know, my bets on all three of them. And I really do, you know, hope and know that they'll be happy at the end of this.
Well, I love to hear that. And I mean, the cynical side of me is not quite sure, but I'm going to embrace some of your positivity.
Thanks. I think they've all been through a lot. And so if anything, they're stronger together now.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Kayla. I know that these things can be a little bit tough to rehash, but we really, really appreciate you coming on the show. And of course, you are always invited back.
You're the best, Emma. Thanks again.
And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our guest, Izzy Goodkind,
Kayla Quinn,
and our producer, Nick Offenberg.
If you haven't yet, remember to find Here to Make Friends on iTunes to subscribe and give us a rating. We're also on Facebook, so please like us. You'll also find a live stream of today's podcast shared on our page. You can also find us both on Twitter. I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And I'm at Emily Rose. Or you can send us an email. We always love getting those, even during the off season, at heretomakefriends@huffingtonpost.com.
Thanks for listening. We won't be back with a recap anytime soon because Paradise has boarded up for the season. But we might be popping in now and then with bonus interviews and episodes during the off season. So remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a single thing.
Thanks so much for joining us on this beautiful tequila-filled journey. We'll hopefully talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye. Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.